well.
How was the Christmas party last night?
It was good. It was good. We had a good dinner. I actually took a picture with Santa. I haven't did that in many years, so it was nice.
Did you, DVD said he was going to make you guys sit on Santa's lap and get some of your bowl gifts, so did you sit on his lap and get any presents?
I didn't actually sit on his lap, but I'll find it kind of funny that, you know, grown men will sit on Santa's lap and actually receive presents, so, I mean, if we do have to receive our gifts, I mean, I'm willing. I want the gift pretty bad.
How did Santa take it?
Oh, he's jolly as usual. He's jolly as usual. Some people have been naughty. Some people have been nice. I've been nice. So I should receive a gift.
So, Ryan, you guys have made a locker up in the Alamo Dome for Fred Thompson. You know, you kept his locker in Reser's, my understanding. What was that? Was that a surprise when you guys got here and you saw that? Or was that something the players talked about?
Actually, I found out our first day of practice yesterday, so I was just like, wow, like, okay, they kept his name alive. And at Reser, you know, his locker's still up, jersey, practice jersey's still up, helmet's still there, cleats. So, I mean, it surprised me once I got here, but then I know it's all love coming from our equipment staff.
You guys still talk about him a lot amongst the team. I mean, have you been this week? The anniversary of his death was not that long ago, I know.
I mean, you know, guys that were really close to him, we still talk about him, our past experiences. And, I mean, we all laugh about it because, you know, Fred was just that guy. He kept a smile on everybody's face.
Would he have been maybe playing Santa Claus at some point? Did he ever do that? He seems like the type that would have dressed up as.
I'd have probably made him sit on Santa's lap, especially. That would be nice.
Ryan, how did you feel when you saw the locker?
It actually brought joy to me, you know, just to see, you know, his presence is still here. So, I mean, I thank the equipment staff, you know, privately in my own, you know, domain, just thank them. And I'm just very proud that, you know, they thought of him.
Christmas can be such an emotional time, and you're here, and maybe you're not with your family. Do things like that resonate with you, and can you tell us if it does?
I mean, I really don't, it doesn't bother me as much because, you know, being the first person to actually be in college, I mean, you know, I know they're thankful for that. So, as my mom says, you know, this is her Christmas, just me being here. This is her Thanksgiving, me being here. And this is the way she, you know, celebrates the rest of her life, just, you know, me accomplishing this. So, me knowing that, it really doesn't bother me being away from her.
A little bit more than football for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Just accomplishing, you know, what I've accomplished coming from a city like Oakland where it could be, you know, either way, you know, positive or negative. Me just being like an idol to guys, like people older than me, younger kids, you know, my friends, brothers and stuff, you know, ask about me, and you know, I try to be more of an example, you know, just even outside of football, just, you know, showing them that it's possible to, you know, make it out.
You think Fred did that too?
Yeah, Fred. I mean, me and Fred. That's one thing we talked about. You know, we wanted people to look at us, not, you know, just because we play football. I mean, that's something we love to do, but, you know, just getting an education, you know, showing them that it's more to life than the easy way out, which could be, you know, drugs, you know, alcohol, and crime. So,
your mom and, did you say your mom and grandma, your mom and aunt are driving from Oakland, right?
Yeah, so my mom, grandma, and uncle, and one of my best friends are driving from Oakland. I think they leave tomorrow. Or to get here Thursday, or Thursday to get here Friday. So
they're driving straight through.
Yeah, they're going to drive 24 hours. So, I mean, I was trying to find plane tickets, but it just wasn't my budget.
Have you been to San Antonio before, or is this first time?
First time in San Antonio, second time in Texas.
Talk about the city and what you've enjoyed.
It's a real relaxed town, you know, just as far as seeing the Riverwalk outside our hotel. I've just been in awe. I'm a guy who likes to see everything. I like to travel, but not too far. Like, too far would be across water. So, I mean, San Antonio has been well to us. It's been good to us. People have been asking, you know, who are we, and are excited for us being down here.
Have you walked around the Riverwalk at all yet?
Yes. I actually, I walked almost, not the whole thing, I'm not going to lie, but a big portion of it. And, you know, just to see the restaurants and all that, it's just a good experience, you know, for especially a person like me. I mean, I'm not used to seeing stuff like this.
Any worry about, you know, tripping and falling in or having a teammate push you in?
Yeah, I actually, where we walk, where you're supposed to walk the sidewalk, I stay as far away from the water as possible. it's only 4 feet, but just still the fact that you don't want to get soaking wet. So.
Do you have any Christmas shout-out or any good wishes for the fans? What would you say to the fans?
It's going to be a good game. We're going to give it our all. It's our last game of the season. And expect our effort. Just expect our best effort.
How about a Christmas message?
Merry Christmas to all.
Okay, thanks, Murph.
Thank you.